Alrighty. All you motherfuckers, we're getting ready to start some callings and all that good stuff. So, yes, tonight is Blog Talk Tonight. Sloth went and did a little replay of the video that I put up on YouTube of the Mr. Gary machine. We're not starting off by calling Gary, people. We got to let him get himself a little secure. I've got plenty of other shows to start out with. We'll give him about 20, 25 minutes to get in and do his rant, because you know he goes into a fucking rant in the beginning anyway. So we're going to start out with Ron, because we made him really upset last night. Dashie, was there a caller ID set? It's just random. That'll work. All right. Calling in. I'll give you people the link to the BTR to do what you will with the number in there.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
he has a chat
please
room too,
press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold
you,
and you'll
Josh.
Be able to listen to the show.
And oh, I do want to say last night, my biggest crowd ever so far for a show. I think we had like 134 unique listeners, and I think at my peak I had like 77 people listening.
No, we made these at home.
And like almost 2,500 hearts, which I have no fucking idea what the hearts mean anyway. But thank you for listening.
I'm not a frequent visitor any fast food restaurants.
Just letting you know also. Tonight on the line, I've got Neon on with me. Dashie is here behind the scenes. And there's a special guest who says in approximately 30 minutes he may be joining up. So let's press 1 and get in on the phone.
Lettuce and cheese.
You are now in the host queue.
How much do you think it makes cost them to make one taco? It can't be that much. I don't see it. Say a nickel for the shell, nickel for the meat, half a cent for the lettuce, maybe cheating. 2 pennies for the cheese, and that's all you get. So it's under a quarter, under 20 cents. Yeah, so they're making a dollar per taco. Wow, I missed my calling. I missed my calling, man. Oh, here's my big fans back in my chat room again, I see. Ron Rex sucks. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. As long as you just keep them numbers coming up, I like it, man. Keep paying me that money.
He's making money.
Wow, man. It gets crazy.
He needs us more than...
Okay, I have... might be a troll in my chat room. 2, 3, 4. Let's
might,
try this one.
Might...
904, hello? What's happening tonight? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Your position on eugenics, Ron, because you seem to be a great supporter of it. I just want to confirm that.
You're cutting out. What now? You're cutting out, dude.
Hello? Ron?
Yeah, you're cutting out.
Oh, that's weird. It must be the, you know, sausage or something. I was wondering what your position on eugenics is. Because, you know, I'd like to, you know, toss people like you right in that oven.
What, you really? Well, that's sweet, man. I appreciate that. At least you're thinking about me. You know, I'm
like,
living in your head to think something like that. That's great.
Actually, from Zappos.com, I'd like to tell you. Get this. Two muffins are sitting
sure.
in an oven.
Okay.
And one muffin to the other, boy, it sure is hot in here. And the other muffin says, fucking muffin.
Okay. Well, if I was stoned, that probably would have been pretty funny. But, you know, I'm not real tonight, so. Yeah, that's cool, man. But,
details,
so what do you think about ISIS? What do you think about the steel of ISIS, man? What do you think?
You mean is
this? Are you a U.S. citizen?
Ron, I don't know what you're saying, man.
But I'm asking you a question. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of a subject. But, yeah, okay. So what's your thoughts of this ISIS gig, the new Al-Qaeda?
Well, you know what I think we should do? Right? I think we need to go in there, all right, and systematically start executing people based on their skin color.
Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's the best
way.
You ever
notice this, man? You ever thought about this in reality? Do you notice we only fight brown people?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? Why is that?
Well, I mean, obviously they're a threat.
Okay. Okay. But we give them all the hardware to threaten us with. What that?
But then we know how to... So, you know, there you go. Think of that.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, that's a good point.
I've got another call coming in, but I was wondering real quick.
Hey,
listen, Ron.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so what I need to ask you is if we can have anal sex again at that truck stop.
Why, sure, as long as you bring your own KY, because I can't afford it, you know, because you're costing too much, you know, in the back of my sleeper when you show up. So it kind of sucks. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, Anil. We appreciate you. We'll catch you next time, brother. See you later. Okay. That was almost a halfway civil troll.
Good one, Dan.
Let me bring another one on here real quick. Yeah, I got to go through the troll thing. All right. 212, what's happening?
Hey, Ron, it's your mother. I need some more smokes and another fucking bourbon. You bring that home for me, sweetie.
Well, damn, Mammy, I'm sorry, I forgot. I thought you bought your bottle of Jack.
Yeah, well, bring some of that KY from your camper, because I'm all too dry, and I need you to fuck the shit out of me again tonight.
Oh, I bet you're farting sawdust, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, something like that. Get a Ron.
Blog Talk
Radio. Have a conversation
radio.
With me.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
Or, Neon.
Okay.
Okay, I guess someone if they want to talk to us. Put them back on hold. All right. 302, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about ISIS.
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering what your view is on the fact that we have a lot of, I mean, I don't know, basically I'm just going to go out and say it, but I've never seen any of our Americans being kidnapped here in America and taken over there and beheaded or tortured or anything like that. It seems like we're just getting too much up in other countries' businesses. What do you think about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, I just feel that... I feel like there's a sense of superiority that, you know, we have to go and help these other countries. It's not that it, you know, I think some of it is, you know, in good, you know, deeds and that sort of thing. But really, I just feel like we are just sticking our nose in too much of people's business.
Well, the part of that people don't seem to understand is that, we're over there for some reason, oil, minerals. We're there to steal something. That's we use other people to do it for us, do our dirty deeds.
I think it's a sense of control.
And ran. Well, it is control, but the members of this, I don't know if you caught the clip earlier, where he's talking about the proxies. You know, somebody else doing the dirty work. You know, say I hand something to one person, and that person hands it to another. That's how they do it. In other words, their hands are not directly into it.
Right.
And that's how it usually plays out. I mean, it's sad, but it's true. I mean, if you look at it, because you look back in history, you know, it happened 20 years ago, but you find out 20 years later, this is actually what the real gift was, how this was went down. And that's
well, I find it interesting that it's...
You know,
they're
catching up with it too fast.
Right. Well, I find it interesting that, you know, it really doesn't seem that it's native... Iraqis doing the beheading. So it's interesting that you say clean hands about it because, you know, the executor or the executioner, he had a British accent. Now, this is not to say that, you know, Brits can't be Muslim and that sort of thing or radicalists or anything like that. But I just find that it's just somehow, in some way, a way just not to get your hands dirty. And I just feel like that's really interesting. Right. I don't know. I was just wondering about your thoughts about that. I just thought it was really interesting. Seems like we're just sticking our nose in too many other people's businesses. And so, I don't know. Anywho, I was going to ask you one more thing. Sorry about this. Sorry.
Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet, because I have some thoughts you might want to hear.
Who's okay, go ahead, ma'am. Let it finish.
Oh, no. I was just going to basically say. No, I was just going to say that basically I just want to know how long does it take you to fuck your mother at night?
Bring me another bourbon, sweetie. Come on. Bring your friend over. We'll fucking do the three-way.
Yeah, I know. It's probably the only one that's going to call you, fucker. PLA, fuck you.
Yeah, cactus, you motherfucker.
First female girl you're ever going to talk to, huh?
Cactus, that's right. You cocksucker.
Yeah, cactus.
The first female troll. I'll be damned. You're the first one. You must be the queen of it.
Ah, that's our race in the hole. You cactus.
Right here. What's up?
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
You're a douchebag fucking behind you.
You know what? I'll call you back another
time. Round.
I can't speak homosexual. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll hook up. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, you have a good night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Why are no other people calling? People, I gave you the link to call in. Come on now. I'm going to give it again.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
please
press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. You are now in the host queue.
There's a call on the screener.
Yeah. You know, really.
Right. But the trolls, I just use them for time fillers, you know.
Right. We're your whole show.
They're funny. You know, I mean, they're knocking me out of subject, which that ain't going to happen. You can't knock me out of subject.
They're going to hate. I'll tell you what, Ron, they're going to hate the U.S. in the next couple of years because basically whatever land is beaten down and taken, we're keeping this time.
Uh-huh.
We're not giving it back. Yep. So in other words, if we go into Iraq, whatever area in Iraq, oil fields and shit like that we take, we're keeping for fucking ever. Uh-huh. Same thing with Syria. We're going back to colonizing the planet. And if you don't
he's a hero.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. Be glad you live in Rome.
Like I'm saying, man, you can sell this shit all orchestrated because that pipeline going through Syria and all that shit was Russia. And Russia's well been out of shape. And you know, they're doing what they're doing. But the thing of it
I'm
is,
not happy until we colonize Mars. You know,
and to make it look
like a fucking Total Recall.
At this point, dude, I don't even freaking care.
I think to get there, we got to take over this planet first.
About the U.S. and U.S. citizens, you know.
I want some of that Mars oil.
These two guys were journalists, you know, showing the plight of these freaking Muslims that I don't even see as human beings. And I don't say that about all Muslims. I have Muslim friends. I have eaten with Muslims at their dinner table.
Muslims or Muslims? Okay.
You can say Muslims.
The one that graduated college and went to be a freaking movie star.
I'm going to go to Mars, get some of that Red Rock, baby.
He told me.
Power my car.
You know? So, but when
it's colonizing.
This, you do it our way. Either you do it the U.S. way or you die.
That's how right.
We're going to take
that's fucking right.
And ISIS right now. Fuck
it,
you.
Is he talking about Is again?
Is.
I forgot who fucking did that. That was fucking.
That was Jag.
Is.
All right.
Right.
Let's see if he remembers that.
I'll drop that on him.
And our soldiers are going to go in with is this
part
now. We're taking it, and you are nothing to
hate. Jag wrote it or read it like verbatim. He's like, is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he was high as fuck at the time. But,
that was awesome.
Or drunk.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to see. It looks exactly the way this clip went through and said it, you know. I don't know if you can understand the audio at all, the words or whatever. I'm working on that.
Come on, Ronnie, baby.
It's not take from my computer and send it out. I don't know what the hell the problem is about.
What the hell are you talking about, Ron?
Exactly.
I say I'm quite a bit.
Oh, big man behind the computer, dude. Fuck you, big man behind the computer. Are you really seriously?
You talking shit?
Big man.
No, I think talking about. I was just talking about this judge show and.
I was a big man before computers even came out, bitch.
Fuck you.
Okay.
No, she's talking about you, man.
I can see you. Stand in front of my face.
Really?
He must be reading against somebody in the chat room.
Towards you. It's towards that dark show character.
Oh.
She's talking about the trolls. See, they talking about you, man.
I just seen
that.
All right, I'm hyped up, man. I'm fucking.
I'm a hothead.
I'm fucking too old. I'm told I can't.
I imagine this guy's like 5'4", right. Red hair, freckles.
I really
don't
care.
Pale as shit. Fuck you, man. Just jumping around.
The borders are open.
Oh, fuck.
The borders
are over.
Would that be a good prime reason to get attacked? You know, you send your soldiers through a hole that they don't know about or don't care about. They open up yourself. Why would you do something like that to yourself?
I don't know. That's fun.
Open the borders to be attacked.
Well, we got an idiot in the White House. Moron.
Again, people, here's the number. Here's the chat room. Call this motherfucker up.
Yes.
I see Arby just came in. Maybe Arby wants to make a call to him.
Nice.
And,
get him on.
Who was that I was yelling at for no reason?
Who was that? Prepared.
I'm going to take a look at Ron's chat list here that Dashy just provided.
You probably kicked my ass into the ground.
Look his ass.
I really do. I don't like to yell at people. I feel they shouldn't be yelled at. But yeah, this guy, I watched his speech. It was on at, I don't know, it was 5 o'clock in the freaking morning. He's over there, 70 or wherever the hell he is, with the idiot with the bow tie on, their president. And the reporters are asking these questions, and he's like, we're going to do the story. We're going to contain it. I can't give you a straight answer.
Mistake,
dude. Please. I'm embarrassed to be in my country.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a little hot. I guess, because...
One, Ron Reck is a... Two, faggot bitch boy. Three, who likes anal. Four, with goats.
Ron,
and little boys and N-words.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's the dumbing down factor.
She's going to get so upset about the chat room. That's what she gets upset about the most.
The government says it's okay. But there again, you got to remember, we're not controlled by a government. We're controlled by a corporation. Everybody else seems to get that.
Ron Rex sucks.
Government is a corporation. It's a company running the business. The way they see fit for their own personal self. You know, they claim to be king, ruler, emperor, god, and it just ain't that way. So, hey, everybody, I'm getting flooded in my on my board. So if you want to come in, and I know who you are, and you're decent, let me know in the chat room what your area code is, and I'll pop you in, but everybody else ain't going to happen.
Oh, Ron.
Come on, Archie, get on it.
Your numbers must look really good, though, Ron.
I'm telling you, man.
That's his co-host, breathing like a motherfucker. He's...
More hits I get, the more I get.
He's probably hyperventilating.
Get to
work.
Let's see, somebody's crawl. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, but hey.
All right, people. Did
he not take a call after mine?
No. He's all butthurt. He won't let anyone in. Unless you go in his chat room and tell him your area code first.
Crazy.
All right, people. It's about that time.
Welcome to Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Spectre of Gold. I remember on your Ustream show, you had gray hair and then it turned brownish. Am I right? Like, I feel like the gold or something.
It's called hair dye.
Oh, actually, it's not the gold. It's copper. That's Kappa. Opening back here, take Kappa, which is at GaryBrodsky.com. Supplements. Yeah, I want to take the Kappa.
He took supplements? No, he dyed his fucking hair. Parasite,
which people do have, whether they want to admit it or not. And the hair comes back. So now I'm back to it, you know, being dark brown again. You know, I like to play around. You know, because sometimes it, when, you know, it's killing parasites, all of a sudden the mood changes because parasites, as I've talked about before, toxoplasmosis and all this other stuff, human beings are not immune to parasites, especially today with the immune systems being so weak. So, yeah, so, but, you know, I know I don't lose my hair because I know what to do. And, hey, the calls are hitting again, and I know who they are, but that's okay. We're going to talk to you anyway. What do you think? Are you ready, man?
Here, watch this.
All right.
Yeah, I got your favorite, the guy who has the man.
Oh, no, we wait, we save him for next, okay? And I hope it's not the same speech tonight. But because I, you know, well, I will talk about him in a minute. But this show is about fun and just what the hell. And here we go. Ready? I got lighter cigarettes first. This is going to be too much fun. I want to enjoy this ride. Oh, yeah. They're all here. I might even catch a normal guy. Who knows? But let's not count on that. And good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Gary? It's Bernice. You want to come over and have a smoke and a bourbon with me?
Sure do. Okay, Bernice. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to hear Bernice again. He's got a different phone number. Let's give this Bernice a shot.
Hang on, I want to hear.
Good evening, Ronnie.
Gary is a hero to millions and an inspiration to a generation.
Thank you so much. And he's absolutely right.
Hey, penis.
Absolutely right. Thank you.
Come back in. We'll let Cross hit him. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Who said I wanted to? Who said I wanted to?
I don't know. Do you?
No, I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
Fuck, I won't do it. We already fucked up Ron Rex's show just giving Gary enough time to start his shit.
Yeah, I just heard his announcement that he had to give Frederick.
What, Dash? He's flooding his room with like fake users, like Ron Rex a faggot and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's all spelled out, going down with numbers. Oh, shit.
I don't hear the colorific there. Dashy Namas.
Dashy, you clopper. Come on.
I'll have to download Gary's show to get all the calls.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you had to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
He's not in very good health. So I actually, you know, if this not what he gets, let him have all the fun he wants. The guy's sick. It's obviously affected his brain slightly. I'm not making fun of him. And if we can give him happiness,
catching
yeah,
in the audio
not?
After they kick us off.
Yeah.
What?
But let's try this call. I mean, who knows? Let's see. They got a whole list. Try this one. Maybe him again. But what the heck? You know, I feel bad for him. So if he'd actually converse, I'd let him call. So, all right, we're giving you a shot. How you doing?
Hi, Gary. Hello.
Okay, who's this?
Hi, Gary.
This is John.
Okay, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Gary?
All right. Are you going to launch a phony or not? You can tell me in advance. It's okay.
Wait, what did I do?
No, nothing yet. A lot of cranks out there tonight.
For some reason, Gary thinks I'm a handicap, like in poor health.
Aren't you? Don't you enjoy it a little bit?
So he's letting us have fun.
You mean you're not?
Not that
I
know
of. Laugh out of it. I'll tell you the truth.
I think Dwight's probably a genius. He's a master chess player. He's playing you like a pawn. You lost the game, Gary.
You throw
the phone out the window.
Well, the phone is now out the window, but I don't use a telephone, so fuck you.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
He, you know, it's really sad. He has talent.
Yeah, he's using it here. It's funny.
It's funny, but it is a sad testimony to men. It's just, again, he's giving the example of what we were just talking about earlier. All right, Dan, you take the next few calls. I want to relax and enjoy. You ready?
Yeah, sure. Just put them on.
What's a normal person? Well, we'll try this one. Hold on, they keep changing numbers. Now everybody's calling in. Same guy with 15,000 phones, Skype. I mean, how this shit works. Okay, hello, how you doing? Talk to Dan.
Hey, bud, how you doing? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hey, this is Bill. Hey. I had some questions about pheromones and how I can use them to better attract women, such as I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I was praising you for being a normal caller. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a question. I don't know if you had any experience with like an androsterone or copulin or androstenol or which effects do what exactly?
Well, you're talking about steroids right there. That's not a pheromone.
No, I'm talking about pheromone. No, you're wrong. That's inaccurate what you're saying.
No, it's very accurate.
No, human pheromones increase like your sex drive, and they're like an aphrodisiac, and these are the different.
Okay.
Yeah, like copulin is a female pheromone.
Okay,
you don't even know what you're talking about.
Another one. Okay,
you're ignorant.
He's so good. It's funny.
Fucking ignorant motherfucker.
Oh, now he puts on the Guido.
Fuck you, Dwight wins, bitch.
You know, see the way he said motherfucker? All right, let me talk about the way he said motherfucker. Obviously, estrogen in his system. So, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You can hear the estrogen in their voice. It's saddening. It's really... it's fucking disgusting, okay? But did you hear the way his inflection goes up?
Yeah, I mean, the whole voice is kind of high-pitched. It's not even... There's no bass in it.
They can't even fake being men. They can't even pretend to be men.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I mean, let's start about the voice, Gary, because that's the segment we have to give this show. And now, the voice.
Asshole. Fuck this guy.
But yeah, God, that
voice. All right, go ahead and hang up and hit him again.
That voice is sad. It's almost like almost... Is that voice? It's sad. It's almost like I cross my fingers that it hasn't.
I want to call real quick. I want to try to tell him I'm Dwight and tell him like I am in poor health.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller queue.
Yeah.
You are now in the host queue. Yeah.
That's the thing every time when you get them.
Gary, I remember.
See, they have estrogen in the voice.
Estrogen in the voice. I'm the one that's always like having an effeminate voice. What the fuck?
And every time, like, he has a hard time saying estrogen. He's like,
He
can say femininity.
Now.
Femininity.
And that's the frightening part. Is that it's become...
Hey,
and I hear it sometimes on a lot of radio shows because I like to listen to radio shows, and it's like, and now an expert in this. Well, he hit me, and it's a whole new guy.
I actually tried to procure Delaware services tonight, but he said Wednesday is like the only night this week where he's super fucking busy and can't do it.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I told him we needed some Parnell in this motherfucker.
Well, let's take another call. Heck, we're having fun. That's what this is about, right?
Are you in the host queue?
Yeah.
Okay, we took a shot with you. How you doing?
It's really Dwight, but I want to have a heart-to-heart with you.
All right, Dwight, how are you?
You hit it right on. I'm actually in failing health right now, and I'm confined to a wheelchair. And the only reason I tune in is because I see the success that you're trying to like instill in everybody, and I just know with my health situation, I just can't. It's not going to work for me. So I get all mad because I don't want it to work for anybody else.
Well, Dwight, how about this piece of advice? And just something to try. If you actually appreciated working for somebody else, you never know what kind of miracles that could bring.
You know, and I want to tell you, I'm going to call the minions off. I'm going to tell them to leave you alone.
Motherfucker.
That's one of the minions.
That's not you.
No, that's one of the other minions. That's not me.
How many do you got?
I've got many minions. We run amok on the internets.
Well, then there you go. You're in a wheelchair, but you got minions.
I am. I'm like that motherfucker professor from X-Men.
Well, there you go, man. So
hey, I want to tell you something. I'm not really in a wheelchair. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not a feminine motherfucker.
You cocksucker motherfucker.
You definitely are.
Dwight, calm down for a second, okay? Let's talk.
I ate some red meat. I'm all fucking wired.
Dwight, tell him to apologize to me for you.
Yeah, apologize to my minion for calling him effeminate and telling him he has estrogen in his voice.
All of you are kind of effeminate.
Listen, cocksucker, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Gary, you limp dick motherfucker. Gary, you make sure to keep dick lips over there fucking quiet while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, Gary, get control of your women over there.
Yank that bitch's fucking choker chain. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
They were to see us on the street.
Dwight, what your problem is here, and I'm going to help you out, Dwight.
Okay.
With that, is you cannot sustain a conversation or debate.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just keep cutting us off.
We don't teach that here at Dwight's Xavier School of Pranking.
No, it's not really a prank. It's more of a... It's
like a
perverted
mind game.
I don't know. We just got done tearing Ron Rex's show apart, and then we moved on to you.
Oh, okay. Say hello to Ron.
If you want to tune in to Ron Rex, like, his co-host is fucking crying right now. And yours will be, too, in a minute.
I like
it. Yeah, not really, man.
Be crying like a bitch.
Or, you know, you're from where? Yeah, sure.
Where are you from, Dwight? The 12,000 phone numbers.
I am wherever you want me to be.
No, the East River is not. Just kidding, Dwight. I really don't want to see how
I could be over on Birch Street, all you know.
Yeah, for all I know. But anyway, Dwight, regardless of where you are, just what state? Can you give me a state?
Do you need any more pizzas or like any more taxis?
See, Dwight, what are you doing here? What? Calm your minions down because we're talking here.
Hey, minions, put your penises away.
Oh, okay.
What you're doing here is really not smart, and I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You're actually confessing a crime of harassment on the open air.
No, this is a talk. This is a talk radio show. It's your choice to put us on the air, fucktard.
Your radio show's a fucking crime, motherfucker.
You hold the fucking button to who comes on, who doesn't. You're the one inviting us on, so shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You can cut us off at any time, but you're a little bitch.
You have a lot of time on your hands, man.
Yeah.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Just something, What's your real voice? Can we hear your real voice?
What's
or if that's your real voice, I really,
what's the matter?
I really feel bad. No, I'm really curious about what makes somebody like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious, what makes you?
I think it's like all kinds of matter from the universe.
It's pizza mostly and beer.
Yeah.
How do you get your minions? Because I don't know. I mean, this is fascinating to me.
I'm actually the commander of everything.
Yeah, I actually follow that guy. He's the head commander. I'm just the minion.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Baltar.
Well, you like the X-Men, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to talk to you. Do you like the X-Men?
Are you talking to me or Mr. Dwight?
I don't know who you are, so I guess I'm talking to Mr. Dwight.
Okay.
If he could stay in conversation, yeah.
Dwight, you go ahead and answer him, yeah.
Okay, can I answer this asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right, go ahead.
He asked if you like X-Men.
I don't know what that is. I do like Salsa and fucking comics, though. They fucking get me rock hard.
They are the best.
They are. Reagan's Raiders fucking gets me so hard.
Dwight,
Hey, Gary, how's Janice doing? Hey, how's Janice doing?
I don't even know. Very well, and she sends her regards, by the way, and she has a gift for you. So
it's probably called herpes. That hit home with him right there. Yes, he didn't like that.
He doesn't like talking about his family.
Oh. It's Dwight night here today on the Gary Brodsky show.
Dwight night!
What the heck?
Yeah, it's better than White Night.
This guy has more phone numbers. I don't even know how anybody can get a phone number anymore. Like, hi, I'm like, phone number. I'm sorry, but Dwight.
How does he do it?
Okay, Dan, you ready for the next, hopefully, a human being?
Yeah.
Hopefully, a human being?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the Gary Brodsky Show.
Hi, who's this?
Welcome to...
This is Dwight. Hi, this is Dwight.
No. Is Dwight there? And Carlito?
One worse
than
that.
Did you hang up on Dwight and Carlito?
How does he get so many numbers?
One worse than next.
Is that fucking
dead? How does he get so many numbers?
Right, he must have been born rich.
Sorry, I didn't know you were connected.
How do I get so many dumb motherfuckers?
I asked... What does he get with his ass for sometimes?
It's currently.
Well, this is very illustrative of what the male culture has become. It's sad, and I really actually feel bad for Dwight, not in a way that, you know, I'm going to go, you know, light a candle for him, but this is what men do right now. They could be out doing some business.
In the world.
Fornicating.
Right. Instead, they sit there and, you know, had his minions because, you know, I guess misery loves company. He can't be a happy person. And Dwight is not Dwight. Dwight is an example of a cross-section of what men have become.
Yeah. Baseless, voiceless idiots.
You know, and that stupid laugh and stuff like that. It's not just Dwight, because I hear it everywhere. And as you said, you hear it and you run away now.
I like how he refers to you guys all now as my minions.
You hear that voice and you run away.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I like how he still thinks it's guys doing it.
You're everywhere. Just you know, it's hard to see a guy.
Yeah, asking me what state I'm from. Like, I'm going to give their fucking information up.
For me, you know, as a victim or, you know, has slid into this whole political correct feminizing agenda, and they still get fucked.
Yeah. But this is what the program is wanting to act like, is Dwight and his minions. And apparently they're very good at it.
Yeah, there's the example, guys. That's what they want, and that's what they're achieving right now. As you can say, as Gary said, as you see, yeah, Dwight and his minions. Perfect example.
This is kind of funny. Yes, okay. There are so many phone numbers up here. We're going to give it a rest for a while. But, you know, this is the, you know, when they talk about comics, this is the comic culture, which is why I left. This was years ago that actually lived, you know, the comics. They found the superheroes, you know, they vicariously lived through them. And this is what I guess happens 15, 20 years later. Is, you know, these are ex-comic fans. I know who they are. I can send you pictures later. We can make fun of them. They, you know, I think they're the only guys with computer skills. This obviously is not a fact. But I don't persecute them. I actually want to help them. That's the whole thing before the whole society turns into guys like that, and they're basically, you know, again, feminized guys. Yeah, you know, I know any guy who has a true show has to deal with this shit, but yeah, you know, I know Alex Jones is getting his share. I mean, it's just almost unavoidable. And this is what you have today, and that's why any of you alpha guys out there, I got to tell you one thing. Now you see how easy it is to meet women. This is what most men have become. This is what most men have become.
Yeah. And kind of Gary's not exaggerating that. It's everywhere, man. I feel bad because the generation has the worst. And I look at every show. I feel bad for the kids growing up. Even people my age, in the 20s, and anybody, you know, is getting affected. But really, the young people are the ones that, you know, because they're going to think that this shit is normal. And it's not.
This shit ain't fucking normal. At all.
It's not. You know, and it's funny. I remember we were taking a road trip. You know, some family members came to visit New York. So, you know, I grouped up with my parents to take a road trip. And we had to rent up a van.
We got 40,000 listeners tonight.
In the back. And I happened to have borrowed the
just hang on there for a few minutes. I got to go do something real quick. But if he answers, fucking rip him a new
one. In the car, and I said, guys, you're going to love this movie. And I put it on. And unfortunately, the disc had some scratches. You know, so much for technology. Stopped working like halfway through. But they were loving it. Even my cousin, who, you know, is on that fucking iPad, iPhone 24/7, was glued on that screen watching the Warriors. Because, you know, guys, as whatever their agenda is, they can try all they want, but they won't that from within us. You know, inherently, we all have that primal, manly energy, you know.
Well, you know, it even extends beyond that. By the way, I think The Warriors is a great movie, and it's now playing for free on YouTube. Maybe he wants to watch a great movie.
Yeah.
I look like Barry Gibb, but outside that, a great movie. I had a point to make, I forgot it, but that's okay. Starting out with The Warriors. You're saying that that spirit is still in most men, and I'm saying I think men are actually losing that spirit.
No, they are. But I'm saying, you know, when we exit the womb, we're born with that spirit, right, Gary? And then I guess it just gets beaten out of us, you know, as men.
Yeah, well, absolutely gets beaten out of so many guys. And, you know, if the political correctness doesn't get to you, some woman can get to you. And, you know, I'll put Dwight back on because I just have one question, which if he doesn't answer, I will never take his calls again. But I'll bet you.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
No. Do you have a question?
Are you gay?
No, that was a question to him. I want to know if he's an atheist or not. I'll get to him in a second because he's every phone number, I think, up here. Watch, I get a normal guy, but that's, you know. That's hard to find anywhere today. So why should I, you know, this show be any different than just a replay of what's out there. But you had a great quote from the Bible today from Ephesians. Which one?
The one we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Ephesians. Ephesians 5:22?
Yes, Ephesians 5:22. I should remember that.
Okay, so it said, guys, this is the Bible, okay? It said, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as you would unto God.
Well, we've certainly come a long way from that, haven't we?
Yeah. And it's funny because they're trying to twist religion that, Gary, I was reading, you know, about feminist priests and women being feminist and still believing in the Bible. You know, it kind of doesn't work there. You know, the Bible is saying, you know, it doesn't really go hand in hand there. That's not something you can twist to your liking. Nope.
Well, they always say it's the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions, but people do tend to twist it.
Yeah, just like people put this in the Constitution now. They don't even want us to have guns anymore so that, you know, we live in fear of the police state and we don't have any way to defend ourselves. They twist the Constitution all the time, too.
And you always hear that one thing, that one thing that really bothers me, and this is only done by the liberal, effeminized guy. They will say this. You can't scream fire in a crowded theater. My brother did. Nothing happened.
Bill,
He just got up, and this is why he's so unpredictable. He just got up in a crowd, stand, and screamed fire. Shit, this is Brooklyn. With the old time in a balcony. I don't even know if they have balconies anymore in the movies. Well, you know, what's happening in the balcony? Every guy was up there getting blown, throwing candy, or whatever, doing mafia hits up there. You know, just like, you know, a little different world than today. You know, it was a smoking section. People were making beers every time with a six bottle of liquor. It was fun. It was alive. And now movie theaters have also been, again, decaffeinated.
Yeah, well, the famous story with the movies they're putting out nowadays. We've come such a long way from the Warriors. It's something. You want to know a good example? Actually, I saw this movie with my family, and I didn't see it willingly because I knew what it was going to be about. You know, that same agenda, Gary, we all know. So this movie is called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I don't know if you heard of it. Came out maybe
last
year.
Oh, sure. I've heard of it my whole life. Never watched it.
Right. So here, listen to this, though. You're going to love this. So it's Ben Stiller, you know, famous actor. And I actually, you know, found him funny back in the day. But when he's making movies like this, so he's
basically
a journalist.
That's going to be a remake, because they had that movie was around when I was a kid.
Oh, was it? So this is a remake.
Yes, it's got to be.
Well, listen to this. I don't know if the original is this way, but basically Ben Stiller plays this guy. This guy works at a magazine, photojournalist, who, you know, of course, hates his job, cannot get the woman he wants. But then in the interactions with him and this woman and his workplace, he goes into this, like, schizophrenic personality, which is Walt, the secret life. That's, I guess, what the secret life is, where he turns into this badass, and everybody loves him, and the women he wants adores him, and her son is in love with him, you know. So he has these flashes of brilliance, which we still don't know if it's real or not. No, it isn't real. It's just in his head. So in his head, he's imagining himself being this badass. Then when he snaps back to reality and the movie keeps going, it just shows him being a sucker. And you know what I took from that, Gary? It's like, wow, so you're telling guys that in the reality, they're all suckers, and only in their heads can they be this badass alpha. What kind of bullshit is that, you know? That was, you know, I didn't even want to watch the movie after the first, like, half an hour, because it was just going back and forth between this thing. And, you know, what are you brainwashing guys with? That's not a fantasy. That is a reality. You know, it's not a fantasy being a badass alpha. It's a fucking reality.
Absolutely. And they've made it into a fantasy. They've made it into people think it's unattainable. And it's really easy. And now I direct everybody to go to GaryBrass.com and get something. And if you don't have something, there's a book for free. We're just signing up. No strings attached. You actually get the whole book from cover to cover. Absolutely free for signing up at GaryBrassky.com.
Yeah, he's got so much stuff that I put, you know. I tell you, it works. And then Gary ain't paying me to do this. I'm saying it all my own will. Out of my own will. It works, guys. Get the shit. It really works. Works 110%. Not 100%, 110%. You know.
All right. I think I actually see a friendly number here. You want to take a shot with this guy?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Let's do it.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey. This is Admiral Adama. And I just want to say that you're an idiot, Gary.
Thank you, Admiral Adama. Again, see the comic culture? That's from.
I got to give it to him. He's got talent, Gary, because, you know, he's got.
He's got phone numbers, too.
So, did you guys get him again?
No, he's still having us hold like a motherfucker.
It's so fun.
Let's like skip back to Ron for a few minutes and come back.
He just started taking calls again, though.
Oh, did he?
Okay. He just took one of our guys.
And I had to step away to take a dump.
We heard it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I grew up
here. Fuck yeah, we did.
I just took a shit and named it Gary Brodsky.
But that's where the guy's mind is at. And that's,
do you guys
that's
ever have gray shits?
Not kids.
No.
You know, of course, affected kids, but...
Not that I can remember.
I've had about every other color, but...
Oh, Lord.
Gray. You just I'll tell you, the, Gary, yeah, Gary just sounds so fucking defeated.
And I know this one isn't.
Just stop the show, Gary.
Yeah, I have to do the phone.
That'll be my next thing. Right, Gary, just turn the show off.
You don't have to really be a supercomputer genius to do this.
Just, no, not at all.
How come you didn't stop really us like sort of fucking 2 months ago?
I think I took this one before. The phone was shuffling around.
Oh, so he's that old. Well, if he's
I hang up the recall, so the order changes.
Yeah.
It should show you who's been on, who's had their hand up the longest. It does on everyone else's show.
But, you know, what's that sound there? Something crazy. So we were talking, I know, you know, when it comes to money and wealth. Funny. So
let's do a wacky
one of the mentality of making and spending it, right? And I remember we and I were talking about this. So is it okay? So because I know we're talking about the illusion of security. So is it okay to have the safety net in whatever form, be it money, you know, someone you can count on, or is that not, you know, a viable thing? Is that stupid to count on having?
Well, I'm not talking about
per se, you know, just saying having.
You are now in the house.
You always have extra, you know, ammo in your in whatever you're doing to have some reserve ammo. But you have to take risks in life, and the greatest risk you could take, I'll tell you what that is. Doing nothing.
Not taking a risk, yeah.
And security only...
Well, I like the way you put that. I like the way you put that. That's
you put that.
It made so much more sense. Reserve ammo. It's not even, you know, a safety net. It's just more ammo to keep firing out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the idea of accumulating money can be seen two ways. As a conqueror and a winner, as they're doing it today, in other way, as a gatherer with a female mentality.
Yeah. Now, saving money is a bitch move, apparently.
With freedom and with I don't care if this works out. I'll go to the next deal. I don't give a shit. I'll raise money. I don't care. I'll sell everything I have. That was a mentality when I was growing up. I'll sell my fucking car. I don't give a shit. You know, I think I lost like almost $500,000 in a limo business, and I thought I would take chances. With an enthusiasm of a conqueror. And other guys play it a little safer and do it with the mentality of a female gatherer.
Yeah.
So it's just,
yeah.
It's depending on whether you can use male or female energy.
Yeah.
And apparently the female energy thing, it's funny because a lot of the people around here, as I said, are hedge fund managers, and they all talk with that voice, and they all basically, for all I know, Dwight's one of the guys I know. Their boss, you meet their boss, he's standing off out in the middle of nowhere. I don't work. I go talk to him. The boss sounds like a normal guy. I go, you deal with these guys? He goes, well, yeah, I got it, but they won't rebel. They won't try to take over the company. They won't try to any power plays. They're great. They just do whatever you tell them.
That's what they want, right?
Yeah, he's playing it safe, too, by hiring these guys. But they will do what they're told, and they'll go home and they'll make phony phone calls and try any way to get their anger out of them or whatever. And I'm glad I can help them. I got a stack of numbers that if you had to write them down by hand, you wouldn't live that long. It looks like somebody put the phone book up on here.
Up to his ass.
I mean, this is fun. He's got to have a lot of millions. But no, I know how to do this stuff too with Skype. It's not hard. It's not hard at all.
Not on Skype, buddy.
So not a deal.
They got a
voice, and you got a bunch of other tools.
Not with Dashie.
So I'm scrolling down these numbers, looking for something that I haven't spoken to before. Because at least I'm going to talk to him. I'll talk to him on a different phone number. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hi, Gary. This is Lindsay. How are
you
tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Okay. Now, let me guess, Lindsay. Let me guess, all right? We're going to have a really good conversation, and somebody's going to break in with insults.
I don't know. I'm trying to talk to you. Anyway, so I just wanted to ask you about your website. What do you think about, witchcraft and the occult and you promoting adultery?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, I want to know what you think about it.
Well, I think, people have the right to live the way they want, enjoy life, enjoy everything life has to do with it, without hurting anybody else.
Is that really enjoying it? I mean, you're actually trying to possess women.
Not possess women. You haven't obviously heard the stuff. It's about if you control yourself. Let's think about this for a second, Lindsay. Last week your name was something else, but
This is the first time I've called in. Actually, this is the first time I've tried to not be disgusted to call in.
There's somebody cutting in right there.
Are we calling for a haunted house?
No. Anyway, so I just wanted to talk to you about why don't you actually try to promote who you really are as a man instead of trying to push this pornography bullshit that's on your website. I'm actually really serious. It's quite disgusting.
There's no pornography. Number three. There's no pornography at all. And number two, it's all about self-control with the guy behind you. Coming to your mind does not have. But I appreciate you taking care of these guys, and I'm sure you've got them under your control.
No, I don't have any control over this. I don't know what you're doing. I wish you'd stop playing that game. Okay, stop.
That's too much time on his hands.
Yes, actually, I gotta admit it. She's pretty good. She was Camille last week.
You know? Oh.
I could have kept going, but.
I'm sorry.
The voice, the elocution. I mean,
he's been listening to Camille calls like all week.
Okay, 1 second. That's actually the same person. That was Camille from last week, who has an identity crisis and believes she's Lindsay now. I just saw a show about that. That's scary.
You're crazy, Neon.
If the guy in the back wouldn't make those noises, she could actually get a decent phony in.
Oh, shit. You heard that, Carlito?
Yeah.
But apparently...
Shame on you. No, no.
Pornography thing gave it away. What on earth is this side promote pornography?
Can we set up a...
I actually am anti-pornography.
Yeah, if we already got a CID, go ahead and fire it.
Without having to have any of the real emotional experience. But actually, I'm very against pornography. I wasn't going to debate with another phony phone caller.
I'll stop doing that. Sorry.
Gotta read the chat, Carlita. I'm like, stop. Yes.
Log Talk Radio.
No.
Welcome
yes,
to Log
yes.
Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. And the host, you are now in the host queue.
The internet is so upon.
See, if you notice my style, I don't insult anybody because... Actually, it's just not right. Yeah, I really can appreciate a good phone. I have one set up I'm going to be doing tomorrow. We got people waiting to listen to that one. I'm going to say it here because, but, it's funny. Yeah, because good phony. I used to do good phony when I was a kid. That was my entertainment. But they were good. You get the guy to invest time, you make him sound like you're normal. And these guys just can't wait. And no patience, nothing. Like little kids, again, little kids in a playground.
Yeah.
Y'all. What the hell was that?
I don't know how you deal with it. We can't reach out, Gary.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these guys, I'm telling you, this guy has to have a man crush on. It's kind of ridiculous that he has to call in every week.
Why is it always the guys? There's a chick talking to you.
At the time,
I should tell him, I teach a course at the Vri on how to do this. I will, next time he answers. Yeah, I'm a professor at DeVry University.
Yeah, that was a good name, actually.
Now he likes all the girl names. What's going on here?
What about a name will be next week?
See
what it'll tell you. Yeah.
We're not calling
it. What's your name? What do you want it to be? No tip. How about that?
How you fucking call me a hooker?
it's funny because women will talk about pornography, which, again, I'm not for pornography, but women do not realize that women are mostly in pornography.
like, you know.
That's because you're fucking controlled. Oh, my God. This guy's a moron.
That's what I want to say.
They never say, they always forget that part.
That's because the men are, like, the most, they demand the fucking porn. They don't want to see two guys.
Let me scroll down this list.
The internet is for a porn.
Women can masturbate the books.
What do you want? This is just all about fun. Should we take a shot with this number?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And then Neon, you interrupt me.
All right, cool. I will. Okay.
Now it just changed. Okay. This is Dwight's main number. We don't want to go there. A lot of insult. What's it called? Skype numbers in here.
Insult numbers.
Here's a phone number that starts with one. Okay? There's got to be some sort of nightmare waiting. Oh, what the fuck, right? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have it.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. Long time fan. The movie you have for $77 about the secrets of the occult, does it happen to talk at all about the eye, the all-seeing eye? Is that a part of it? Hello?
In a sense, yes, Chris. Not really. It's actually stuff to fight the all-seeing eye. So,
okay.
In a sense, in that way, yes, it does.
Yeah, because I see that all the time in imagery, in Grammy performances, Michael Jackson performances. You can see the covering of the one eye and the triangles, you know, the pyramid symbolism. And I've seen it so much, I started having like gray bowel movements in the toilet. And I think there's something actually taking the soul out of me. I mean, it looks like a...
Shit. Soul's already gone. All right, the soul is already gone. You want soul? Call James Brown. Leave me alone. Do a seance.
Yeah,
gray there we go.
That was awesome.
I told you from the voice. I just was waiting to hear it, you know.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, but, I'm funny. His voices are very recognizable.
Call back, yeah.
A testimony to what men have become.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that's like two.
Or the haircut. These guys bring it to us. Think about
it.
Yeah.
Imaging CIDs. I didn't know that's what I was.
Yeah. I mean, for the normal people out there listening, guys, please.
As I said,
the haircut, the voices, and this is the white character. Don't feed into this. This is what they want. And yes, there is a they. And this is what they want. How do you know everybody gets zombified?
I wonder if I can convince them that I do a course at the Fry.
Gray bowel movement.
That's where I get my minions.
The spectrum of colors.
Well, I think I may have a normal one here. I'll give it a shot. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Gary. How you doing today?
Okay, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Kevin. Kevin. You
okay.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just never called into a radio, so you know how it is. But that you're like those folks like Dwight. You know, all they are is a bunch of sheeps. They probably have a load of problems with welfare. Yeah. You know what I mean? And and of course, that's great that you're anti-pornography because that helps reserve the proper way to live through our Lord.
Oh,
I go to DC, Texas Christian University.
Okay.
And of course, these people live through fantasies. Oh, they seem to be mentally deluded somehow. And these are the people that are probably scared of pellet guns, if you know what I mean. Because
yes,
you know, I mean, you know. We all have, our Second Amendment rights guarantee our freedom against oppression from our government. Do you agree, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the folks like Dwight, if shit ever hits the fan or something bad happens, they're going to be crawling under a corner behind their probably homo boyfriend. You know what I mean? We get the chicks. The betas, they just get whatever's left over.
They don't get anything.
They don't even get anything. They're platonic schmucks.
The chubby one. Yeah, even the not as good looking chicks probably wouldn't even take them. I mean, they would have to pay for it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. But this is becoming a new normal, and that's what's so frightening to us, actually. Although the show is funny, it's a bit frightening.
Oh, yeah. This country is going to hell in a handbasket, and you know, especially when
Kevin,
we have already
took the words right out of my mouth, and Gary says it too.
Mouth?
Right, all the fool. See that.
Oh, but like you know, if you go to like I'm a veteran, and I go to TCU, and like the kids like get handed everything, they don't know what they have never seen the real world. They all live in FUBU land, and I assume
FUBU land.
Those prank callers you've been getting are the same type of people. They will cry if they have to work an 8-hour day. Of course, you know, if they do work, they're probably working at Warner Burger.
good burger.
Do you mind if I ask you what your MOS was?
68 kilo.
Oh, shit, this guy may be for real.
Oh, you thought I was a crank caller?
Well, you know, can you understand that?
Yeah, I mean, these people always try to hijack innocent people's shows. But
innocent.
Yeah, Dwight, he's probably right now crying in his little corner, if you know what I mean. You probably hurt his feelings.
Yeah, definitely.
And what were the MPs, 95 Bravo?
Wow. I don't know the MP. I was Medical Service Corps. I just lived in a lab all my career. You know, like one of the people that actually might have some sort, might actually have some brains. Besides,
I think this person's set number.
I'm scrutinizing you. You actually do seem for real. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I'm sorry, I don't have a sound effects machine.
Well, I should start selling you on my site. You know.
But the only way to help Dwight, if he actually goes to church and actually accepts the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Machine Christ.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
It is such a pleasure to hear from someone who's not an atheist. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, that's a big pleasure.
It is very big pleasure to hear from someone who's not an atheist.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what do we have happen here, Dashi?
Oh, no, I call myself an atheist.
I'm patching.
Oh, no, you're patching.
Oh,
me.
Yeah? I've never heard of that one. I just...
Ooh, we lost the colorific. No, you keep going. Yeah. We lost the colorific.
Everybody pretty much goes to church, except a few people that aren't really into it. But, you know, you get that anywhere.
Right now. Atheism is becoming the major religion in America right now. And, you know, you see what it's doing to the country.
Probably have their King Obama. Of course. And, the atheists probably have their King Obama. Because
I like that guy.
Dwight, he always...
Me too, huh?
I mean, but I bet you... Dwight, he always... I think he said he was some sort of minion. Probably Obama, but I bet you...
There we go.
At most, he's probably Obama's little bitch.
There we go.
You know,
okay, you can kill it, Carlito. We should
Dwight like a little girl. And, you know, Dwight, like a good little girl. Well, then, okay, yes. I will obey. Yes, King Obama.
King Obama.
You know, I can go on this all day long.
this country has turned to government worship, and that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, you've heard about them trying to do the Dream Act, where they try to fund illegals.
Oh, yeah, I know about the Dream Act. Yes.
Or, hell, we even train our own enemies in, like, nuclear physics. And, of course, say again, sir?
I was going to say, you're absolutely right.
And, of course, you know, they're dumbing down the college requirements. So so people like Dwight can feel, you know, like the college requirements, but they seem like they're dumbing down the requirements every year. Well, over the decades, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, under Obama, he wants everybody to go to college, even a community college, so they have to lower the requirements so people like Dwight can actually barely get in. Say, oh, I feel like I'm going to be somewhat a success. I might one day aspire to be a manager of Warner Burger or shift leader, depending on his genetic dispositions. But, of course,
welcome,
you know, Bill.
It's a relief to hear you, man. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. This is my first time just listening to your show, so I thought I might as well just give you all a holler and see what real
that's
people
amazing,
sound like sometimes.
You know, yeah, because most people, you know, they listen, and I understand, you know, it's radio, they get shy about being on the air. So props to you for picking up the phone and calling. That's great.
Yeah, of course, at least I don't think, hopefully nobody from TCU is listening, because they'll probably have fun with me tomorrow. We heard you on the radio. You didn't sound like a stupid liberal. But, you know.
Better all the time.
But, you know, Nazism was a liberal ideology.
You're absolutely right, and I have a book about that. Hitler was anti-smoking, anti a lot of things that this government is doing today, and had to get in through universal health care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Obama wants us all to be national socialists.
God, what is it, the wrong rec show now? Fuck.
I'm just hoping this guy is
nailing him. They're not going to come here like that again. They're going to come dressed differently.
Oh, yeah. You might probably know it's just the Hope and Change logo. Because, you know, Dwight always has to hope he gets laid.
Well, that's what it has to change.
Oh, he changes into a woman over the weekends. That's how he gets his dates. Because, you know, the perversion of the homosexual movement is horrid because it destroys our iconic American family values.
Yes, thank you, Kevin. Preach.
Yeah, what a breath of fresh air, huh?
Well, I mean, unlike Dwight, I haven't attended special ed. And I don't have my safety helmet on and reading my dozen comic books, whatever. Because he's probably,
It is.
You know, for him, probably Captain America is probably a perversion to him because of his brainwashing through the liberal establishment and the liberal media.
Well, actually, media has gotten so bad because we know it's only 5 people on the media. And they're all part of the same agenda.
Of course. Do you want the peasants, if you're the elites, would you want the peasants armed? It didn't work
not.
Well for the. It didn't work out for the French. It did not work out for the Russians.
No, it's not me, people.
You know what?
And, you know, when we speak of comics, I just had a question, Gary. I don't know if you're in a comics channel, but you mentioned Captain America. I remember Captain America was actually a positive comic because it was, you know, a propaganda for us in the war, and it was like a guy to look up to. You know, where did comics veer off from there?
When Gary started fucking publishing them.
I mean, it's just, I don't want to get into too much of this, but, you know, it's like a mess. They made them of comic books now. It's not even the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. They're putting females in comic books now. They got the female superheroes. It's so weird.
What's weird about that?
Right? It's been forever. It's like Catwoman and shit.
I keep on thinking.
Fucking Batman first showed up. There was Catwoman.
That woman is supposed to be subservient.
A male superhero needs a female like villain or superhero to fuck. I mean, come on.
Establishment. They want.
Hey, no. I think it's the other way around.
It could be.
Of a lady. They don't want. If once you go equal, they all cry, you're a sexist pig.
I think Gary just found his fucking love connection.
Oh, no. What's Camille going to do?
And any females brainwashed by feminists, they don't like the alphas because, you know, you put them right back in their place. And they try to society is trying to always make every guy into a beta, or basically just line up and get neutered. Like
Bob Vance says, he wants to talk about peyote.
Yes.
They probably
this whole show has turned into me.
Yeah. George said, "Wonder Woman with the strap on."
Because, you know, he doesn't call his real phone because he lacks the balls to do so.
Yeah, because that's just what I do. I'd be a dumb fucking alpha and call with my real number. Where does that make sense?
You're white in the parking lot. We know who's going to win.
Dude, I got news. If me and Gary met up in a parking lot, I would fuck him up.
I would make him.
Yeah, I mean that's no joke too. I would fuck Gary up.
You always beat
put
the
his
hell
teeth on that curb. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's absolutely true. I remember this
biggest ago, one.
Three guys tried to mug me outside of a convenience store in Brooklyn. And, you know, they started getting with that tough act, and I knew what was coming. I just hit the guy before he could get, you know, comfortable, and one guy went right down, and the other two just ran away. Left.
You committed assault on another person before they threw a punch.
That's why I don't like ground grappling, because if you go to the ground, the other two, hey, look, it's
he
easy.
He gets too excited.
Yeah. I think when Gary finds an opportunity to fight, he just thinks he's fucking raging hard boner.
And he
melts.
Fuck yeah.
It's
like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I love 9/11. Oh, you're a
9/11
fan?
I want to lose.
Yeah, I sure.
Gary goes out looking to, like, get his ass beat. He's, oh, a bunch of gay guys come and fucking beat my ass.
Yeah, I need a gangbang.
Hope they slap me with a dildo.
Because, yeah, you know, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mr. Clay, I should yell that at Gary. On live radio, you admitted that you assaulted somebody.
Grab his high heels and hope for the
best. They're doing math. Remember, he couldn't do math last week. Yeah.
Did you like how he backed off of that when we started talking about, no, this is a live call-in radio show. You could not put me on the air. And
yeah.
He's like, you have that? He's like, you had too much time on your hands.
Yeah, that's his answer.
He backed her off that real quick, like, oh, fuck, he's probably right.
That's what's wrong with America is kids don't have a real man, real male father figure. And they lack discipline.
Go to church, motherfucker. I don't need to hear you.
I want this. It's not like, how am I going to get it? I want it because I'm entitled to it. I didn't know where this entitled BS came from. Because when I was younger, I used to live next to the Soviet Union. Guess what happened in a Soviet system if you refuse to work?
I lived in the Ukraine. This is fucking Yuri, okay?
This is bullshit.
I mean, these guys haven't lived under a real socialist system. I lived in West Germany when I was a kid.
Why the fuck would I want to live in Germany? If I wanted to live there, I'd fucking go.
And of course, Germany is smaller than Texas. So, but you imagine trying to manage 300 million and at least 20% are illegal immigrants, and paying, and they don't pay taxes. We'll be bankrupt.
I swear to God, this better be like the longest payoff ever.
I don't think so. This person sounds real. That's sad.
Yeah, that's true. We see a lot of Jose's. You know what I mean?
Okay. There it is. There it is.
I'm not freaking out. But, you know, when I was a kid, you know, everything was hit. This is Spanish. And now it's like, you know, this is English. And, you know, we are the only country in existence that does not have a national language.
We're not? What are you talking about?
Our national language is English, motherfucker.
Actually, it's not.
No, there's no declared.
Oh no, I declared it right now.
That was a 90s thing about declaring.
I talked to King Obama about it.
Of course.
Because according to these motherfuckers, we're fucking best friends. We're playing b-ball fucking every other day.
I'm playing baseball.
There are plenty of countries that have dual languages, no official language, hundreds of languages is their official
egos are crushed.
I wonder if Gary speaks Yiddish.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I know he speaks cocksucker.
Is he anti-Semitic at all? I've never heard him say anything.
No, he's Jewish.
Okay.
And hope they get, and
his did you watch that video that I put together?
No. Well,
it's people start dogging him because apparently back in the day his dad like had this comic book company. And Gary took it over and ran it to the fucking ground.
Yeah,
of course.
And so like we've had some people reference the comics books that his dad did with like Reagan's Raiders. That's why I said something to him earlier about Saul and Son comic books suck because that was the company name.
Okay.
$7. Because his dad's name's Saul. And I've called him before.
Like Solomon.
I told him that Saul Brodsky was a fucking beta male and a bitch.
Oh, shit.
You know, even teenage kids. When I was a teenage kid, I was out there with paint, a shovel, if it snowed, ringing doorbells, just trying.
If it snowed, he was out there with a shovel and a fucking paintbrush.
Yeah, I came from somewhere.
See, that's what throws me off. That guy takes a deep breath. That's usually when I'm coming with the fucking punchline.
I keep waiting for it, right?
And,
his sister's Janice. I've talked about fucking her like 2 or 3 times.
And his mom is Selma.
Yeah.
I would call him off and see if I can
doesn't mention
money
a brother, though. He'd mentioned one last week, though.
Since I'm from South Texas.
Well, that's
amazing.
That you are an amazing guy. And
I bet you're an amazing guy, and I'd love to suck your dick.
Yeah, but I'm glad you definitely put the white in his place. Thanks.
Oh, no.
No, we didn't. Oh. Gary, I've destroyed you for like 3 months now.
Yeah, so instead of the mean for the mean,
I destroyed him before I even had Skype credit.
And that means everybody can get disability.
I've had Skype credit for 2 months now, and I used to get him with.
This idea of genius is an ITT graduate.
DeVry, motherfucker, get it right.
People can buy launch rockets into space.
But I used to make up a bunch of names like Gary Brodsky Fan Club and just my regular names, and then like I'd make up a bunch of other names like Kwame Killian and shit like that for like the black BTR shows.
Okay.
I had another one like Field Negro Rapist. I had like 8 or 9 just fucked up names. And I would call in with the 3 it was like BTR listener, and then there would be a 3-digit number. I would call in that way, and all he could see is my Skype name. He's like, "Oh, this Gary Brodsky Fan Club is calling me." I didn't know I had a fan club.
Well, Frank Holt's
so excited. Good,
but not bad. But it's always the same thing. You know, it's like this uncontrollable, like childish. You know, the starting of curses and this and that, and you know.
Yeah, they probably learned that from their gay homo videos. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I think he's mocking him now.
Yeah. All they do is watch all day.
Someone said the caller's been mentioning cactuses.
And at least we have a test that requires you just to get on the radio, so that way I don't have to listen to douchebags like Dwight.
It kind of sounds like MJH. To be honest with you,
80th percentile at least.
It kind of sounds like him. It might be him.
Oh no. They're probably playing Dungeons and Dragons, and
exactly.
Like, oh, I'm a wizard. I'm gonna cast curses on everybody.
I thought you didn't know shit about video games, Gary.
And I'll let Obama, my master, come up and give me free stuff like my Obama phone to make prank calls.
Obama phone, ha ha.
And when my welfare phones run out, I'll just use Skype because nobody'll think.
Yeah, that's him. Pretty sure it's him, dude.
You know, they totally lack creativity. Because put them in their place, they're just going to say F this, F that. Or throw in an occasional Hail Satan or something.
That's a hill of fucking quote. You
know,
yep. Huh? I don't think the devil wants him. Anyway, Kevin, call in next week because you're fantastic. And the show has to end.
Great.
What's the topic for next week?
That sucks. We didn't get to call in again.
It's going to go. It's basically talking about what's falling down, what's going wrong with society, and you're making some great points. I really do appreciate the phone call and your time. And thank you. Yeah, thank you. Serves the country and your belief in God.
Thanks. Yeah, I just hope Dwight falls in a whole field of cactuses, so that way he doesn't have to prank call you again.
See,
No, we can only hope. Anyway, gentlemen, I got the show has to end. Dan, thank you again, and everybody, good night.
Good night. Good night, Kevin.
See in the Geary, because apparently it sounds like MJ Horse was just rambling on to or whoever it was trying to keep us off the air.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can look. I don't know if there's any more shows that may be worth calling. Ron usually does quite a bit of call-ins. I don't know. I'll take a quick look. Otherwise, we'll just end there. I got a whole list of numbers, but those were ones I think that started at 11 o'clock, so I'm sure they're not still on. Got Skype machines messaging me. Yay! Yeah, Ron Reck only has 1 minute left, I figured. That's unless he has another one to another show scheduled, because they'll do that. Where they run out of time, so they'll schedule another show really quick.
Oh, okay.
So I can pull this up and see what's live.
And all that shit.
Hey, I wish this shit would load a little bit quicker. Yes, live. Alright, let's take a look. See if we got anything interesting we want to call. And if you're typing in the chat right now, I am not paying attention. I am paying attention to Blog Talk site. So yeah, that was actually better than normal. We usually don't even get that amount of calls in on Gary. But he was in a little bit of a playful mood.
Yeah, he was going to like five it. Calls?
What's that?
Do we get like five calls or something?
Oh, we got more than that. We got a bunch of other people get in on him.
Oh, cool.
Nova got him a couple times. And I like how he kept calling it. Like Dwight and his minions. It's like, no, that's the head guy over there. I just follow his orders. You're admitting to harassment on open air. No, that's not what I'm doing. I don't do that. That's not what I'm doing.
I gotta go. My mama's having chest pains. That shit was awesome.
See that around Jag, he'd lose his shit.
Oh my god.
Jag fucking loves that guy. We called somebody, what was it, last week?
Yeah.
It was like Tuesday.
It was Tony. It was Tony's show.
Oh, okay, yeah. We called and they were coming on a commercial and the host Tony was like, "Okay, you know, where were we here?" And
we have the best person coming up right here.
And the fucking guy's on the air. He's like, "Oh, hey, I gotta go. My mama's having chest pains," and fucking slams the phone down. And what? And fucking Jag's on the air, fucking losing his shit.
It's awesome. Last week was awesome. Oh shit.
And then fucking like the next like two shows I did, Jag's like just in the middle of like nowhere. We're sitting there talking about something. He's like, "My mama's having chest pains," and he fucking just starts fucking cracking up. I'm like, "God damn, Jag!"
Oh, yeah. The guy was like, "I gotta call. I'm gonna have to call you back, though." Like, that was like what he was worried. He was like, "I'm gonna have to call you back. My mom's having chest pains."
Sorry, gotta go.
the ambulance. He's like, "All right, I'm back."
He's okay.
Oh fuck this fucking site. I hate the Blog Talk site because it has so many ads and shit. It just fucking drags on. That's why I usually try to go on and find shows ahead of time. I just copy the links and the phone numbers. And that way I don't have to do this shit. Wish old Wreck-It Ron was still on. Because he's a little bitch. Yeah, it was yesterday. Instead of doing a regular mop writing, we did BTR, which you were around for, but his co-host was just crying, like, unconsolable fucking crying, because Dash
that,
was
that, That black lady?
Yeah, because fucking Dashy was tearing the chat room up. Ron Rex a faggot, like a bunch of... And she couldn't ban him. She was, like, trying to kick him and shit, but she couldn't even ban him. And Dashy would just put him back in there. And I'm just so sorry. You know, I had... She was talking about her night before, and she's like... It sounded like she just got
she had some crazy night, yeah. I heard that.
It sounded like she just got, like, some amazing dick.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just got her so fucking emotional.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember that.
Come on. True Talk. Oh, that's music. Why don't you name your shit True Talk and put it in the music section?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Google Chrome, I tell you. I want to take a look at it and see what the synopsis is on it, if they wrote anything, because it's got an hour and a half left, and if they're going to take some calls. And I got people messaging me and shit. I don't know, my fucking... Yeah, fucking lighting up. I thought I had silenced that. I'm going to have to go check that out, because it's on all the fucking recordings of people messaging me and shit. Okay, come on, anytime now, Google. This is hogball shit.
You know what it is? I think Enigma's on to us. It's the Vista, because my shit slows down too.
Well, I'm not on Vista right now.
I am.
Oh boy, come the fuck on! Are you serious? I don't know, people. I'm trying to do a little bit of an extended show, but. This motherfucker.
All right. Enough with the Vista. Whatever. That's what I got. Shit. I just outed myself.
Vista, huh?
Yeah. Carlito, ¿qué tal? What's going on? Nothing.
Okay, yeah. So they wrote, this is Wild Card Wednesday. Time to amp it up, y'all. Plus... We be jamming all the good stuff, and we do it big every Tim. Pretty sure they missed an E in there.
Every Tim. No, it's about every Tim that calls in.
Just ask them.
Yeah. Ax. Oh, God, I hate that.
I hate that.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Well, I've had a discussion, like, sitting there watching the news around here, and, like, there's no way that these kids in, like, the urban areas can pass a standard English class.
Oh, they were straight up teaching Ebonics in my hometown.
With the way they speak and, like, the fucking way you see them write and shit, there's no fucking way they can pass a standardized English class.
Standardized?
Yeah, standardized. Standardized.
Standardized.
God, I don't know why.
Yeah, you got a point. It's fucked up, man.
I don't know why this continues fucking just spin around like fucking meat spin.
Oh my God.
The talk guys Leon, and family.
Leon, where are you from? You speak good Spanish. You just know it, or are you Latina?
Yeah, I'm in California. Yeah. My parents speak it. You got me. I'm Hispanic. I put the panic in Hispanic.
All right, I think I've got one. If I can get to the goddamn page. All right, I clicked on it. We'll see how long it takes. You spin me right round, baby, right round. We did that to a girl the other day. Made her go to meat spin. I forget what it was. It was for. I think it was for some type of contest. I think it was Giod's show.
Yeah, it was.
Told her to click just the tip and shit again.
Well, I told the dude, what was it, Monday? During my Monday show, that I sent them to go there after whatever, after we hung up. I don't know if he did it or not, but.
Hey, Carly, you've been hitting it hard this week, huh? You've been on like every day.
I've been on every day. I was talking to Soth about that. I want to do it every day. I want to go on every day this week.
I saw, like, what was it, yesterday for my regular show? I popped on, like, a little early because I was gathering numbers. I'm like, what the fuck? Carlito's on.
I know. Who was on this morning?
Tabachi.
Oh, dang it, I missed it.
I missed it too, yeah. I noticed it right as it was over. I was like, shit.
These Blog Talk shows are basically done for Tabachi.
Yeah.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. These are his favorite calls. If you desire to speak to the host, press 1 at any time.
It's like the old school phone mobs. I love it.
I hate you guys.
Jeez. They sound like 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds. You guys are jerks.
I want those psychic people again. Do you remember those, Dwight?
Yeah.
Oh, eight wow.
I remember that.
Whoa! All right!
What?
Whoa!
Fucker.
Exercising. Okay.
What's your problem, asshole?
All you callers out there. Wow. Hit us up in chat. Let us know who you are so we can get you on.
It's an influx.
Oh, paste the link real quick in Skype chat.
Oh, my God.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
Folks, if you're on the list of people that are calling in, there's a ton of you. Hit us up in the private chat thing. Let me know who you are, and we will slowly get you guys on. Last four of 9956. Let us know who you are.
Somebody's in Carolina. God, I don't want to go in there. It's going to drag my shit down.
9956 from Carolina. His name is Matthew. Is it Matthew? Jason. We'll put him on. Start there. Dave, you can field this one. Hello, caller, you're live.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, caller. You're live and on the air. The guy.
Hello.
Hello, is this Jason?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
What the fuck is this?
Hold on, let's plug you in so we can hear you a little better. All right, try talking now.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
All right. Yes, we hear you pretty good.
Hi, my name's Jason. I'm from Utah.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about, I have some interests I wanted to get out there on the air. I think medical peyote is a really important thing
for
spiritual growth and fulfillment. And I also think that walk-in refrigerators can actually cause you to age in reverse.
So medical peyote, give us one second, we're writing down as we're going. So you would like us to bring up, you would like to go over with us medical peyote, that's one thing, okay.
Yeah.
What else?
If you live inside of like a walk-in refrigerator, you can actually reduce your age.
If you walk into a walk-in refrigerator, like the ones that they have at fast food joints.
Yeah.
Or like,
it slows down the metabolization of your skin, you know, and your organs and stuff. And if you rub some like mentholated oils on your skin too, it like slows down cell death. It's really cool, man.
I hope George rubs it.
That sounds kind of dangerous, too, at the same time, bud.
Oh, no. It's definitely good for you. If you get locked in the fridge, you just call, like, a fridge repairman, or you call Gary Brodsky on his cell, and he'll come bust you out.
Oh, there's that option.
Do you guys know Gary Brodsky?
I have heard about medical peyote. I have hung out with a lot of the shamanistic spiritualists and medicine men, and I do agree that peyote does, just as psilocybin mushrooms, not just gives you clarity in the mind, but it actually does heal and give you a higher output of sun energy through the body.
Huh. Yeah. I want to come back to that subject.
It can also decalcify your pineal gland.
Sexy.
Your pineal gland?
Yeah, it can decalcify it, you know, because all the fluoride and the calcium in the water, it, like, crusts over your pineal gland, and it makes it so you can't open your third. The government trying to suppress people from experiencing the spirit world.
Yes, that is correct. Actually, potassium iodine also does that. So does what's that spice people use?
Cumin.
Is somebody using salsa?
Cilantro.
Cilantro, yeah. Cilantro also decalcifies and takes out all the heavy metals in the body.
Also apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. So does the monoatomics. Ever heard of monoatomics? Or monoatomics?
Is that the stuff that's in your urine?
No, monoatomics are elements.
Yeah, it's the platinum and... And
what are you whispering about
the gold, like gold, nickel, silver, cobalt.
Oh yeah, I eat gold all the time. I heard it's really good for you.
Yeah, what you do is you can actually buy some on the internet, but I always recommend people actually make it themselves if they know how to do it. Is you take the gold, you break it down, and you actually change the pH in it, and it you can actually turn it to where it's an ingestible state. And back in the day, they used to call it the mana of the Shem. And that is what actually brings your pineal gland to its point of where you have your spiritual awakenings, or the kundalini, as they call it.
All right, Jason, I'm going to get back to you. We've got a bunch more, so I'll put you on hold momentarily. We have another gentleman here coming on to us from Skype. His name is Nick.
Sahu.
Nick Chahu. This one will be floored by Jimmy Jim. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on. Actually, that name I go by, pseudo name. My real name is Dr. Gaius Baltar, and I'm actually a doctor, and I'd like to talk about some of the stuff that you guys were just talking about, the gold and, you know, all the, you know, urine and all that. And there's actually a lot of health benefits from what you do. What I call it is like a hot coffee enema, and what you do is you just go into Starbucks and you just... You know, you ask them for a big bag of hot coffee, and you just shove it right up your asshole, and it clears it right out.
coffee enemas, yes.
Thank you.
A lot of poisons. I would say majority of people have about 8 to 10 different types of parasites, and about 9 or 12 toxic wastes from all the meat and all the. All the stuff that they eat, all the processed foods and all that stuff, that becomes very toxic in the colon. The majority of diseases comes from the colon.
Yeah, it just really heats it up, and then they all fall out at once, and you can mix it all up and drink it. You can get all those minerals, especially if you use, like, a Brita filter, because then, you know, you still have the minerals and, you know, the abiotics and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried
Azomite? He told me all about it. Like, he was talking about how he does shit and pissed and, like, the Brita filter, and it works.
He
puts all the shit and piss in his Brita filter, and then, like, it filters it all out, and it works. Like, he uses the toilet water.
He's talking about shit I've said.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, there's other things, like, there's a man, I believe he's on television. His name is Bear Grylls. You might have seen
him.
Yeah. But yeah, what he does is actually, a lot of people make fun of him, you know, for what he does. But it's a good way to stay warm is to dig a hole, like a little hole. Not six, kind of like a human being. And what you want to do is over time, you want to sleep with, you know, your own urine. And you just sleep in there for the night. It keeps you nice and warm.
You're trying to create a little seal.
It keeps you warm at night if you're, you know, stuck in the wild. And if you really needed to, you could even use that as nutrition. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that your body misses out its first time through. So it's good to, you know, give it a second go before, you know, it's actually waste.
Again, Doc, not trying to get We have like 60 callers, so I'm going to put you back on hold, move to the next caller.
Look, I have a PhD. Questions for you, I've got a PhD. You call me doctor.
I said doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Baltar. To you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, sir.
I'll move on to our next called in. Caller, your number, the last four is 3977. Caller, you're on.
8977.
You're on with Chaz RT, Jimmy Jim, and Dave. What's up?
How you doing there tonight there, fellas?
Caller?
Yeah, can you hear me there, Chief?
Hello, caller.
Caller, you're live. 8977. If you recognize your number, you're live.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good tonight. How are you?
Oh, good. I wanted to talk about pheromones. I don't know if you have any information about pheromones and attracting good. Women using perfume. Hello?
Hello. We've just got a ton of callers, so it's got a little crackly. Do guys watch, keep the otherwise, you're good to go.
Fucking whore. What's wrong with your radio? That I can't, you can't hear me.
Yeah, what's your problem, you cocksucker motherfucker? Fucking dick lips.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay, folks, y'all know the drill. No foul language on us, so we're moving right along down to 6820. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, have you ever heard of this? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I was calling. Have you heard of the ancient Aztec god of Calarnoquital? And the practice of ankle bone for their psychoactive.
Oh, it's about my ankle. It's horse again. Michael J. Horse calling about Aztecs and ankle bone. Hilarious.
Love Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at a...
What the fuck? Anybody? Bueller?
Hey, what's going on?
Problems with the caller record. Hmm. Okay, we're waiting for the colorific to come back.
You are now in the host
queue. Hello, Brad, can you hear us?
The fucking knife lay the fuck back there.
You there, Brad?
No. Something wrong with the knife. How far back it is? I guess. I'm guessing.
Wrong with my... I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear us?
Oh, wait.
Hey, I have an easy way to take care of hearing us. Watch.
Just pull it out. Maybe reset it. Did you just put it in?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, it is pretty warm.
Okay, I think we're going to come back to Brad.
This fucking echoes going on his back feet.
Hello? Can you hear us now, folks?
That guy needs to watch his fucking language for not having any swearing on his show.
Hey. Jason's at Brad. Josh Woody is.
Josh Woody?
Yes, so many people on here. What do we do to get the flow of the phone calls tonight? We got people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good all attention.
Right, my area code 313. You want to know what 313 is?
Oh, that's fuck. Who is that? They always do a mission.
Hello, hello. This you're on the air. Your last four are 5968. Can you hear us?
Take him about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's all.
What about happy hour?
I don't know.
Somebody from Southern Michigan.
Change
off.
Wow, our
this is going great.
Mm-hmm. They're a clusterfuck of a show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to take a brief 3-minute break here. Get our stuff in here. We're going to give you the sound of the 90s from Dave Walters tonight briefly.
They're going to get their shit together. Tonight brought you by GaryBrowski.com.
I don't want to see you ever sin. Ever happen.
What the fuck is this? Did these guys say they were listening to this in the 90s?
Yeah, seriously.
It's so much. It's on human touch. It's real.
Oh, this music sucks.
God.
Yeah, when he said 90s, I thought he was doing grunge bands or something.
Yeah. Some good music.
Yeah, Joe Crenn, I'm going to stay on this one as long as they get their shit together. They seem like easy targets. Carlito yelling at that one yesterday. They're like, have you been here before?
He is our resident Jim. We also have with us the guru of religion, the man of faith himself.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is this, a restaurant? Have you been here before?
Yeah.
Number four.
Can't touch the order.
Trying to get everything for you guys. Talking to people real quick, trying to get everything figured out. I have to remind you one. This is a public show, which means children of all ages listen to the show. That means if you have kids, they have a chance to be listening. Please, if you are on the air,
kids up this late, no matter where you are, you're a fucking horrible parent.
Your grandmother. Please do not be disrespectful to the others around you, and I will not let them disrespect you. I will not call you out by name, but I will not put up with or tolerate sexual harassment.
You just wait until I call in again, motherfucker. Call you a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Will not be tolerated or allowed. You will just be ignored. It is that simple, folks.
Cooper needs to go.
I'm not going to call this person out, but I am done with an individual as is on here.
Somebody fucking around in their chat room fucking getting them upset.
If I kick you off, it's because you are making ill-wise comments on
George.
God.
George is always the first one to get booted.
Yeah, fucking George, man.
He's my fucking chat room assassin.
We've been listening to the family show. Rule number two, no racial slurs. But again, rule number three, no condescending. I will listen to anything you have to say if you're a
no condescending.
Give you the time
no
of day.
Condensation.
Hold your breath.
Now, here, and I will specifically go on. If you are Miss Obama or Alex, we've already announced. State your name. We'll put you on. We'll double check with a couple of those. So, again, no profanity, no disrespecting the others that are here for the show. You can disrespect us all you want on emails, but hit us up where you want. But do not disrespect those that are here to enjoy the evening.
Hard yet, and they're fucking going crazy.
They're all turned up.
They're bringing the banner, the hammer down, and we're just getting started.
We do not cuss. We don't allow. Now, again, we're
going to comment. Pussy.
Probably won't, because we have 32 callers in right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to see if we can knock out in the next 4 minutes during the song. Please enjoy. We'll be with you shortly.
Fuck, he's going to scream this. Okay.
Not again.
I'll beat the screen.
Field Negro and piss on my shit.
God, yes.
There's Chuck Mangione or some shit.
Oh my gosh. The socks for Beverly Hills 90210.
When you need to cry, baby, cry to me. Yeah. $32 are going to screen in 4 minutes. Probably going to do a shit job at that. How are we going to do these callers tonight? It's Blog Talk tonight, motherfucker. You think they could play that shit any louder? Check the levels, motherfuckers. Dick lips. I don't know why I enjoy calling people that. I do it all the time to that co-host on Gary's show. I call them dick lips left and right. What's your problem there, dick lips? Joe Friend says if he makes it through, he's going to make Dwight his spirit animal and fight the evil spirit of Brodsky.
Back, we're working the best we can. First off, thank you for all the listeners that are in tonight, and thank you for all the call-ins, first and foremost.
No problem.
That's guys. Sorry about the potty mouths. We've done our best to eliminate them during the song as we could. Thank you, listeners who are out there. Whoa. This person's taking the boot right now.
He must be going crazy in the chat.
Right back was from it, break.
Ooh. Was it George again?
I'm sorry for in chat paying attention for the inappropriate use of a word that we don't allow on this show.
Well, it has
George,
to be.
I think George's show. It's
I think somebody dropped the N-bomb.
Lots of N-words, yeah. There's an N-bomb. Literally an N-word bomb.
Introducing yourself.
George,
Ed, let's get back to this. I have callers here. We have not been able to get through you as fast as we thought we would. We went from 7 callers to 20 callers to 50 callers. So if we don't get you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. You are a Westboro person, and you are calling in. Let us know, and we'll get you. I hate to say this, guys, but we've been challenging them now for 2 weeks. We're going to move them to the top of the list, hear what they have to say, and have it out with them. When I say have it out with them, I don't mean arguing or yelling. We want to hear their reasons for what they're doing. For rebuttal. Just like we do with any of our guests in general. So, again, if you are part of that group, I'm giving you your chance. Here's the next 30 seconds. Let me know what the last four of your phone number is in chat, and I will throw you up to the front of the line. You have the next 3 minutes. Also, can you start with the profanity or the racial slurs or the not okay things that I wouldn't let my children see, then I won't let you on. It's that simple. This is a show. We pay to do this show at this point in time. Our sponsors pay for this show, and, you know, they've paid for family entertainment, and that's what they're going to get.
And tonight is family night, people.
You know, the main thing for tonight is our topic is family night. Talking to a doctor about medicinal medicines, that I consider part of family because everybody wants a chance to take their family to something that's not chemical. Everybody wants a chance for the natural things in their life. So we will focus on – we will talk to those gentlemen. Mr. Jackson, you're gone, dude.
Yeah. Ignore us. So he won't be able to get back on there at all.
Folks, if this gentleman comes on again and I haven't got a chance to get to him, hit ignore on him. This is not, you know, this is not something we allow. You know, so please, if you've listened to our show over the past 2 weeks, you know we're family oriented. I think the worst word I've said, we've already taken care of that problem. Just
a pastor like you should never talk like that.
Yes, you have to understand that he is using his First Amendment rights, but the FCC has rules and laws on profanity. And
FCC doesn't apply here. Shut up.
That radio, really?
Stupid.
The first have a profanity on here, talk to the FCC, please.
Yeah, not us.
Okay.
Yet they're wanting people from Westboro to call. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that.
This is for
Professor Casey, 9048.
Hold on a second. Wow, it is just off the hook trying to catch up with you guys on here.
Buster Casey, if you are part of the state it in the flash chat so we know, so we can bring you up and talk to you.
I am a doctor. What?
It's not that, as far as the FCC goes, we put our show on as a public show, and those the people who are sponsoring our show abide by the FCC rules. So because they abide by them, so do we. It's just easier that way, one less hassle in our lives. And I'm fine. If people are up for swearing, I'm fine. You guys can swear all you want on your time and your dime. We're not on our time and our dime. We have sponsors who pay for our show. Just like any other person who gets on one of these things that has a tirade that lasts as long as ours do. And for the gentleman who keeps saying we need to be alphas and not betas, first way to get out. Being a beta is someone who needs to come out there, use profanity, use language that's giving for children. Be an alpha. You want to cuss on my show? There's the door. Walk out it.
I see the door. I see it right here.
Be alpha and don't.
Yeah. Just let you know that the Constitution is not
rights. Our rights are actually the law of nations, if you know anything about law, and that's international law. The Bill of Rights is a right upon a sovereign citizen. You are a 14th Amendment citizen. Therefore, the Bill of Rights, you outrightly tell somebody or write down saying that you are a sovereign citizen with no benefit of the United States.
Dude, baby is out.
Baby fucker, it's the same person.
Then you have those rights. I would recommend in the law of nations. Law of nations is natural law of man. I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, but I have...
What's the area code we're calling from?
I have asked you on the list. I'm trying to get down to you, bud. I agree. An alpha person does not need to use foul language to get the point across. Doesn't need to actually be loud to get their point across. And as soon as we can... We haven't had a chance to get back on topic of family and everything to get to you guys because we're guys at the center. They need to be on here and be again. I'm extremely sorry for what's going on here. Continue. I have no problem shutting the show down early, as so that our listeners who do listen on a nightly basis or on a semi-nightly basis are no longer offended by people using the N word for such comments. We have a couple of gentlemen who listen to the show. One, we don't write to the black gentleman who is a liberal Republican, for their word, who doesn't need to hear that stuff. This is a man that came on and I respect thoroughly. So, again, these words are not allowed.
Start ignoring these people.
That's where, but if it continues, like if you keep logging in under different names, we will just simply, we'll call the show a night and I will apologize to our listeners. And we will do another show tomorrow that's off the hook for you guys, one way or another. So, without any further ado, let's see here. We have had nobody pop up from Westboro. So, let's see what we can move on to here. Buster Casey, everybody keeps saying we should try to get you on. Pray for all the German soldiers. For true.
What?
Okay. I got a few listeners who listen all the time. Buster Casey, are you one of the gentlemen from the Westboro? If you are, I'd love to get you on the air and speak with you.
Is a four. Westboro. 1455.
You're right now, 1455. You're the 212, right?
Just remember, no profanity, please, or you will be booted off.
Like, you know, the profanity that you have in your name.
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hello.
Hi, this is Shirley. I'm calling for Westboro. Are you going to talk? Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was on. What do you guys want to know about the Westboro Baptist Church?
Well, I've got a bunch of questions. And for anybody who's listening, forgive them if they're being less than on par or being ignorant, first off. There's a lot of rumors going around on belief structure. Like, I grew up in a Protestant church myself in Pentecost. But I'm kind of curious on the, like, we heard that you guys were getting ready to protest Robin Williams' burial.
Wasn't buried, so he was cremated. You're talking about like a service that they're going to do?
Yes, the service they were looking at. If I don't talk, ma'am, it's because I'm trying to get rid of this guy on here who's being completely rude.
Okay, well, basically, the Westboro Church, they don't worship the dead. So we're free and within our rights to go ahead and protest and have our signs out there as we please. What's the problem with Robin Williams?
No. I'm not saying we had a problem. We heard you guys were protesting because he played a couple of his roles were controversial. It blew up all over Facebook. And no, I wanted to get your guys' side of the story and not social media's.
Well, no one's without fault. I mean, we can protest how we want. We can, I don't know. We can say what we want. It's within our rights. As long as we're on the sidewalks, we're not invading too many, you know, invading anyone's personal space there. But I just don't see what the point is. I'm waiting for an actual valid question. I mean, if you want people from the Westboro Church to call.
Well, we're trying to find out. Cause the Westboro Baptist Church has made the news all the time, and never once have I seen anybody actually walk up to you guys and go, why? It's always, it's like protesting on one side of the street, and the other guys are protesting on the other side of the street against you guys, and no one's taking the time to stop and go, well, why are they doing this? Well, where are they coming from? What's their belief structure? It's just like immediately everybody in the society wants to attack each other and not ask that question. Well, we're tired of the attacks on your faith, other people's faith, and we're just asking the question of, if this is what you believe and feel you should do, well, why? And that way, when people move forward, they have an educated mind on what's going on.
Well, basically, you know, we want to go ahead and protest and let people know that the Lord is punishing this evil nation for abandoning its moral imperatives that are worth a dime, and they're worth communicating. People get caught up in, you know, the fame, the celebrity, and really they just don't understand where this country is going. It's an attitude that's happening with the war, that is the Lord that's punishing this evil nation.
So you're saying you're not out there persecuting. You're out there trying to get people to open their eyes and see what's going on.
Well, yeah, they can see it if they can read. And you can thank God for 9/11.
Can you point us towards specific verses of the Bible?
Things that we can use to stand on.
Using.
Yeah, you can fuck it right in the pussy!
Yeah, dick lips, motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga dip lips. Yeah, you cocksucker, motherfucker.
Shit.
That's right. I hate you. Fuck it right there.
I hate you, you cocksucker, motherfucker. You little bitch boy.
What do you got to say now?
Yeah, fuck bitch. Yeah. Cocksucker, motherfucker.
It's so hot when girls curse.
Faggot.
Fuck, yeah.
Fuck in the ass. Fuck, get that cactus in your ass. Cactus in the ass. Motherfuckers, cactus in the ass. Fuck your children, you dicklets.
Santa, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Oh, you know what? You said that, my power almost went out. I almost got scared.
Highly offended.
Judge not.
Now, I'm not going to go out there and attack Westboro because I'm pretty sure we had nothing to do with them.
No, absolutely not. You know something? We're very sorry. We apologize, Westboro. You are false.
That is the most ridiculous comment I've heard all week.
Together, rebuke those people in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, and we got it off the air as soon as we heard those words, folks. I'm sorry. I honestly thought that lady was for real there for a minute. I am so sorry. You know what? Oh, we're done with you, Santa. You're out, dude.
That would be me.
That's sad. They apologized to Westboro.
This is... Guys, I am so sorry. I don't even know where to begin right now. This is a... And...
You know something? This is Jimmy Jim over here. And you know something? To all of our devoted and awesome listeners, we're sorry, but we're going to have to cancel the show.
Yeah, tonight's show.
No fun after Neon.
Notice tomorrow night we will have our show once again.
Don't make me come back tomorrow night, motherfucker.
And
yeah. Doc, call back tomorrow. Listeners, that you know who you are, call back tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys.
You look
Shut him down. Neon, shut him down.
Good time. My son looks at me and gives me that.
His son looks at him like, Dad, what the fuck?
Family friendly as possible. We're not doing anything racist here. Nothing prejudiced. We want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, again, this show's over tonight, folks. We're sorry.
My son looks at me, gives me that look in the eyes like,
well, what's it going to be?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Holy...
And that right there is why we do blog talk calls.
That was awesome.
I always break the shows.
You broke the show.
Well, they're all sitting there like, oh. Well,
they're this
and you're like, fuck you, motherfucker.
fuck.
I kept going because Carlito wanted to hear girls cuss. So.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't hear the beep because I was like, oh, the fuck you, dick lips. I was fucking still going. You're like, Dwight, you might want to just shh. I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, you know why? Because Arby said, I want to hear the aftermath of all. Dwight, shut up.
Well, I tried to just curse when they first picked up, but.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Because he had just said, like, oh, as long as we don't have any curse session, you're on the air. Fuck.
Oh, that was definitely a good show. I think we're going to end it there. I don't think there's any more shows except for maybe some Bible thumpers, but they don't answer calls.
You
want
to still talk, Ken.
Yeah, we've been on fucking... what is it going on?
Don't be beta. Yes,
motherfucker.
Let's do something. Did you have any phone calls or regular phone numbers?
Nope. Because on Blog Talk tonight, that's all I prepared for.
Oh.
No.
You got to be prepared.
Beta is a motherfucker. What can I do? I should really accept Gary's help.
Ask Arby.
Get out of this wheelchair.
It's the wheelchair. I'm the one in the wheelchair.
I should call him his fucking wheelchair Ken one of these times. I'm dying. That's the
now
AIDS.
You sound like the guy that was on Gary's show last week. I'm gonna get it up.
I put that in the video.
Oh shit.
He's like, my life has improved since I started doing your program. I invite anybody to come out and see how I'm living.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it until the playback, but he's like, he's all coffee. He's like, I'm going to get it up soon.
Like, I cut it that way. He's like, I'll let you know when I get it up.
His name was like Julius or Julian or something like that.
Yeah, Julius. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy. All right, well, we're going to fucking cut it off there.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, and we're gonna keep this a G-rated show next week because apparently that's what attracts people. That guy had like 50,000 callers.
40,000, 50,000.
He's like, we had 7 callers, and all of a sudden it jumped up to 50,000.
Yeah. We're doing something right. Oh my god.
We apologize to the WBC.
Yeah. Or the FCC.
They actually apologized to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, the FCC says, fuck it, right in the pussy.
Yeah. We have sponsors that pay for our show, and the FCC has regulations for things like this.
Yes, RB. Hey, Dwight, do you want the leftover gym numbers?
No, because I'm getting kind of tired, and I got stuff I got to do in the morning.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got to end it there. I know, it's a motherfucker, but... everybody make sure to tune in tomorrow for a Sloth show. I don't know if he's going on, but science tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, maybe. He likes to push.
Yeah, I'll do something. I want to do something during the daytime, so watch out for that.
Yeah, watch out for that.
Oh, yeah.
And Sloth likes to push the times sometimes, but I'm sure something will be happening tomorrow, and the Carlitos will be on in the afternoonish, depending on where you live. And, yeah, all that good stuff. So we'll see you motherfuckers later. Peace.